Okay, welcome to the May 22nd, 2017 Mesa City Council study session. I think all of our council members are here with the exception of Councilmember Winkle, who is excused. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review the items on the agenda for tonight's meeting. So council, I would refer you to the study session, or the final agenda for our 5:45 meeting. First few items are liquor license applications and various purchase contracts. I know we do have requests to speak on the jail contract. Remind me which agenda item that is. Is it 10A? It's already off the consent. Okay, great. So any other items on the agenda item 4, purchase contracts, that we'd like to take off the consent agenda? Agenda item 5 are taking actions on various resolutions. I note that agenda item 5C, it's worth noting and pointing out that agenda item C is approving an authorizing the city manager to enter in an agreement with the Hickey Family Foundation to accept $140,000 for overtime equipment and training for the Mesa Police Department to combat domestic minor sex trafficking. We want to express our appreciation to the Hickey family for that very generous contribution. Commander, can you enlighten us on a little more about that?
Yes, I'm Commander Sherry Burlingame with Mesa Police Department's Criminal Investigations Division, and it's been my pleasure to be able to work with the Hickey Family Foundation and Nancy Baldwin for the last 3 or 4 years. And we want to express our appreciation for her and all of her efforts. She first came to the police department back in 2012 and started educating us on domestic minor sex trafficking and human trafficking. It's a cause that she's been very passionate about, and she's kind of brought that to the police department. It's been very infectious. She's been responsible for a large amount of training that we do. She started by training 5 members of the police department, and that has grown significantly over the years to include legislatures and public officials, our law enforcement partners, and she's just generated a wealth of knowledge within the police department. She's funded our operations for the past, this will be the 3rd year, and that funding and support has been significant and has allowed us to run over 17 operations to make Mesa a safer place. Without her, we wouldn't be able to do this. She's really been a driving force in bringing this to the police department and to connect us with other agencies around the valley and nonprofits so that we could provide a holistic approach to this problem and really start to have a positive impact. So she's sitting back in the back. Nancy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Baldwin. Thank you very much. $140,000, very generous contribution. So thank you very much. A lot of good will be done with that money. So Ms. Baldwin and the Hickey Family Foundation, thank you very much. Any other items? So that will remain on the consent agenda. But again, we'll take this opportunity to express our appreciation. Any other items on agenda item 5? Item 6 is an introduction of ordinances. 7, subdivision plat. 8, take action on a subdivision plat. And 9, take action on the tentative adoption of the fiscal year 17-18 budget. Do we have any requests at this point to take any of these items from the public off the consent agenda? Okay. We do have items not on the consent agenda. That would be that item 10A, which I know is of interest to many people here, the 3-year term contract for the private jail services for the police department. And item 11 is to conduct a hearing on resolutions relative to the Mesa Town Center. So we will conduct that public hearing upstairs along with agenda item 12. Is all of the consent, or do we need separate hearings for everything under item 12, or is that all one hearing?
It's one hearing, Mayor.
Okay. So I will declare the public hearing open at that time, and we'll take care of that. But all of the agenda item 12 will be covered under the same hearing. Is that right? Okay. Great. And the same is true for 13, both A and B. Okay. I know that several people have turned in cards to speak on the jail issue, item 10A. Currently, how many cards do we have turned in to speak on that item?
25.
And did they express that they're all on one side of the issue or another? Or they're on both sides?
Most are on one side.
Okay. Could you do a quick tally? Could you tell me how many are pro and how many are against? I'm just trying to allocate time here a little bit. And ladies and gentlemen, we're anxious to get public comment on this, but my thought is that we're probably going to hear a lot of the same things over and over again, and we just don't, given the other items that we're dealing with upstairs, I don't think we're going to have time to hear from every person. So let's get a rough number of how many there are pro and con. I think I know the answer, but.
Twenty-four opposed and two that have not identified.
Okay. Well, I'm inclined to hear from about half of that, so 12 people. So I would encourage those who are here to speak, if you could talk amongst yourselves, try to prioritize who the 12 best folks are to represent your point of view, just so we avoid duplication of the same thing coming up over and over again. So at the conclusion of this meeting, I invite you to come up and pick up the stack, talk amongst yourselves, and we will hear from 12 people who want to speak against the jail contract upstairs. And we'll hear from certainly not more than that if there are people that want to speak in favor of it as well. Okay? So I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I think we're probably going to be able to hear. If you have a specific bullet point that you want to make sure that gets across, maybe you can share that with another person who turned in a blue card, and we can be a little more efficient in the use of our time. Okay, so that completes agenda item one on our agenda.
Mayor?
Yes, Mr.
But also, Brady. Just to assist with, I know we have some individuals here for some of the public hearings following that consent item. If we could move the public hearings forward ahead of consent,
yes,
that might be helpful to allow them to go on to other obligations they have.
Yes, thank you. I should have mentioned that. So again, there are a couple of these public hearings that need to take place. We don't expect it's going to occupy a tremendous amount of time, and we have staff here that some who have other obligations later tonight. So agenda item 10A will be the final item on our agenda upstairs, because that's going to take the bulk of our time upstairs. So I know, for example, the other items that are off the consent are 11A, 11B, 12A, 13A, 13B, and then we'll see if we have any items from citizens present. Is that clear? Okay, thank you. The next item again on our agenda for this meeting is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council, Mr. Luna.
Thank you, Mayor. I had the opportunity to visit Washington, D.C. during the Infrastructure Week, and the purpose of the visit is to speak to the Federal Communication Commission, FCC, about broadband, cybersecurity, 5G deployment, as well as municipal bonds and the importance they are to cities to fund some of our projects. I had the opportunity to visit with the FCC Chairman, Ajit Pai, and FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn, as well as staff from the FCC, and also had an opportunity to meet Senator Jeff Flake, as well as our congressional delegation, Sinema, Biggs, Grossar, and Gallego. So it was a very productive meeting and very fruitful.
Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you for serving as the chairman of that committee for the NLC. I know that's a very responsible position. We appreciate your representing the city there. Any other comments on reports from meetings and conferences? Hearing none, the next item is schedule for future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we do have a study session this Thursday, May 25th at 7:30 a.m. We also invite the council and the public to join us for the groundbreaking for the Mesa Art Space Lofts. That will be Wednesday, May 24th at 155 South Hibbert, beginning at 9 a.m.
Great. Thank you very much. If there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Luna, and thank you for the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. I invite anyone who has turned in a blue card to please come up and retrieve that card, and then talk with your neighbors and friends and decide what 12 people you want to have speak.